Here we are on Sunday on the Ascension of Jesus Christ. A beautiful, beautiful time of this Easter season once again, and we actually celebrate the Ascension of Jesus, where in different dioceses in our country, they still do the seventh Sunday in those prayers, as Ascension was on Thursday earlier this week. But in our diocese, we do the Ascension today, this weekend. And I want to start with part of a homily I gave earlier this week, John 16, which is obviously before the death, resurrection of Jesus. And this is something very curious of what he told his disciples. Quote, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." Now, we know the story, right? It's been a couple thousand years. But imagine yourself being a follower of Jesus Christ. Think about as a disciple that you gave your time and your talent away. You left your family. You left your job. You left your house. You left all you had, except if you have a knapsack. And you follow Jesus around Galilee for up to 3 years. And he's telling you, again, for a while you're not going to be able to see me. And a little while later you will. What are you thinking about? And hey, are you going to be on a vacation, Jesus? Are you going to be just with your family? Are you... just time, I mean, we know you pray and you leave sometimes and come back quickly, but what do you mean? So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me." And they had no idea. So now let's listening to the readings we heard. Back to Jesus, praising him for life, understanding a big piece of truth, seeking truth and chuckling at themselves what he had said, "A little while and you will not no longer see me, then you will see me." What was he talking about? He's talking about dying. We know that now. The disciples didn't. He died and left them from this earth. And he wasn't just going away to pray or to go walking on the lake, on the water. He was in the tomb. And imagine how scared we would be like the disciples. What would we have done at that point? Now, again, earlier Jesus said he would be gone. And they couldn't see him. And he came back. And he said, for a while you won't see me, but you will soon after. So then you must be pretty excited. Especially today, you don't have cable news, it's 24/7. Or following a video camera with Jesus Christ as soon as they found him. No, slowly, 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 as he was resurrected, he could be in different places. He'd get into the room that was locked and not opening it with a key or break down the window. He was shown by 500 people. He was seen by the apostles. He was seen not in the first time, but the second with St. Thomas the Doubter. Other people that didn't know what was going on. Remember the Cleopas walking with Jesus when he didn't know about him till the very end with the breaking of the bread. Or Magdalene, who was in the garden asking a gardener, "Where is he? I'd like to find his body." He said one word. He said, "Mary." And she saw him. And then all of a sudden, they think everything makes sense. They think that their king is on earth, ready to take care of the world. And what happens then? What happens with you or me being with him before we haven't read the scriptures, and all of a sudden he's gone? You know, and I love what Bishop Barron said earlier, that he went up, up, up. Well, no, he didn't. He went to a different place. He went beyond this earth, and he went beyond the space and time itself. And there they go. For 40 days, they had these images and these thoughts and ideas and conversations that Jesus died and rose. And now he's gone again. What did he do? He went to heaven to send the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit that we'll hear almost every day and next weekend for the Pentecost. So we continue this story today and next weekend for the sent of the Holy Spirit.